In today's complex and interconnected world, the financial stability of nations has become a critical concern. As of July 2024, the United States public debt has reached an unprecedented $35 trillion, a figure that continues to escalate with alarming speed. To fully grasp the enormity of this debt, consider this. Even if you had been spending $1 million every single day since the birth of Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago, you would still not have spent $1 trillion. This stark comparison highlights the sheer scale of $1 trillion, let alone $35 trillion. At a rate of $1 million per day, it would take nearly 96 years to spend $35 trillion. Forecasts from experts suggest that, if unchecked, public debt could spiral to unmanageable levels within the next 20 years. The rapid increase in public debt began in the early 2000s, driven largely by military spending on wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. These conflicts, profitable for certain corporations and CEOs, have been fueled by financial greed at the cost of soldiers' lives. The debt surged further with the housing bubble that led to the 2008 financial crisis, and most recently, the 2020 pandemic forced the U.S. to borrow even more to fund relief efforts. The question remains, to whom is this colossal debt owed, and what are the implications for the future? It appears that there are attempts to undermine the U.S. dollar, raising concerns about the stability of the global economy. Japan, with the second largest debt, has a national debt exceeding $13 trillion. Italy is third with over $3 trillion in debt. Canada has a national debt of more than $1.4 trillion. These debts are rising at an unprecedented pace. A frightening theory suggests that the Antichrist could emerge from this financial crisis. There appears to be a systematic attack on the U.S. dollar, targeting not just the American economy, but also global economies. The debt of all nations continues to rise year after year. Who is the creditor of this enormous sum? When the Antichrist reveals himself as the solution to the world's problems, he will appear as a savior, bringing peace and prosperity. However, his new system will require a mark on the forehead or right hand to buy and sell. This is the mark of the beast, symbolizing allegiance to the Antichrist and his regime. The surge in global debt is not just a series of unfortunate economic events, but part of a calculated plan to drive the world into crisis. Each country, regardless of its economic strength, is burdened with increasing debt. This is no coincidence. It is a strategy to weaken national sovereignty and concentrate power in the hands of a few. When these debts spiral out of control, they pave the way for a single entity to step in with the solution, the Antichrist. He will present himself as the one who resolves all the world's problems. Amid global chaos, economic collapse, and widespread despair, he will rise with promises of stability and prosperity. He will propose a new economic system that eliminates all debts. This system will be so appealing that the world will accept it without question. However, this new system will come with total control. The mark of the beast will be the key to this system. Without it, you cannot buy, sell, or trade. The mark will symbolize allegiance to the Antichrist and rejection of God. The Antichrist will embody everything humanity desires in a leader: charisma, intelligence, and promises of peace and prosperity. His rise to power will be a series of meticulously calculated deceptions to deceive the world. Every move will be deliberate, designed to win the hearts and minds of people globally. In the final days, the Antichrist will present himself as the solution to all the troubles plaguing humanity. War, economic crisis, social unrest, and moral decay will appear to find their solution under his leadership. To the naked eye, he will appear as the symbol of what the world is yearning for. His charisma will be unmatched, captivating the masses with eloquent speeches and grand promises. His intelligence will be unparalleled, offering innovative solutions to the world's most pressing issues. His promises of peace and prosperity will deeply resonate with a world weary of conflict and hardship. But beneath this perfect exterior lies a malevolent intent. Every action of the Antichrist will be part of a grand plan to deceive and control. He will manipulate global events to create crises that only he can resolve, solidifying his position of power. His solutions will come with hidden costs, gradually eroding personal freedoms and self-determination. He will establish a new world order, concentrating power in a way that seems beneficial but truly serves his dark purposes. This series of calculated deceptions will be so convincing that even the wisest individuals might be tempted to believe his false promises. The Antichrist will exploit humanity's deepest desires and fears, presenting himself as the savior of the world while actually orchestrating its downfall. His ability to deceive will be his greatest weapon, and his charisma will blind many to the true nature of his intentions. The world's desperation for a hero will make it easy for him to lead them away from the truth and into a trap with eternal consequences. The Bible warns us of this deception in Revelation 13 verses 16 to 17, where it is written that he will force all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hands or forehead so that they cannot buy or sell unless they have the mark. This prophetic vision suggests that the current trajectory of global debt and economic instability is not merely an accident but a necessary part to prepare for the rise of the Antichrist. The financial crises act as catalysts, creating the perfect storm for his emergence. We need to be acutely aware of the urgency of the current situation. The signs are everywhere: increasing public debt, the development of digital currencies, the erosion of privacy, and the growing acceptance of surveillance, all are part of a larger plan. As Christians, we must remain vigilant and discerning. We should not be deceived by the false promises of prosperity and peace from the Antichrist. Instead, we must place our trust in God and remain steadfast in our faith in the face of these deceptions. How can we prepare? First, we need to educate ourselves and share with others the true nature of the Antichrist and his plans. Knowledge is our first line of defense. Second, we must strengthen our spiritual lives through prayer and reading the Bible. Our relationship with God will be our anchor in difficult times. Third, we must resist the temptation to conform to the world's standards and commit to living by God's principles. The battle we face is not just economic or political, but spiritual. The rise of the Antichrist is part of the struggle between good and evil, between God and Satan. Though the Antichrist may appear strong and invincible, we must remember that his reign is temporary. The Bible assures us that Christ will return and triumph over the forces of darkness. Our hope lies not in the temporary promises of the Antichrist, but in the eternal promises of God. The rising public debt and global economic instability are paving the way for his appearance. People sense that something major is about to happen. This feeling is not fleeting, but a persistent intuition that many cannot ignore. Like a collective consciousness attuned to the signs of an imminent shift, a shift that promises to be profound and transformative. This anxiety is reinforced by the realization that current debt levels are unsustainable and growing economic pressures cannot be ignored. Economists and analysts warn that we are on a path to a major economic upheaval. Society is witnessing a noticeable increase in moral decay, disregard for ethical standards, and erosion of values that once held unity. Violence, corruption, and depravity are not just appearing in the news, but also in communities, schools, and workplaces. The social fabric is fracturing, and this moral decay is an indicator that we are living in unprecedented times. As people observe these unsettling trends, they do not merely passively watch, but feel that the end days are unfolding before their eyes. The sense of an imminent significant event is almost an ongoing intuition that something much greater than an economic recession or social instability is approaching. This intuition is real and continuous, driven by both observable events and an internal awareness that history is on the brink of a major change. This change is anticipated as the coming of Jesus Christ, a profound hope deeply embedded in the hearts of true believers. Today, Born-again Christians worldwide echo John's closing plea in the second to last verse of the Bible. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. This heartfelt plea resonates from the depths of their souls, yearning for the return of the Savior. Precious Jesus, who sacrificed his life for humanity, the thought of heaven, with its indescribable beauty and eternal peace, fills their hearts with a passionate longing. The promise of heaven is what their souls crave more than anything else. As they observe the unfolding events in the world, Christians feel compelled to pray, echoing John's heartfelt plea, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." This prayer is not just a repetition of words, but a profound expression of faith and hope. This collective anticipation unites believers, creating a strong sense of community and shared purpose. Their unwavering faith in Jesus Christ provides strength and courage to face life's challenges as they await his glorious return. Their hearts are filled with hope, knowing that the fulfillment of this divine promise will bring unimaginable blessings and eternal peace. With every fiber of their being, they continue to pray and trust. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. In this context, the scenario of the Antichrist rising from the financial crisis is no longer a distant possibility, but a disturbing reality. Rising public debt and global economic instability are paving the way for his appearance. In a world where traditional financial systems are collapsing under the weight of insurmountable debt, people are desperately seeking solutions. This desperation creates a fertile ground for a charismatic leader to rise and present himself as the savior of the world. The Antichrist will exploit this desperation, positioning himself as the ultimate problem solver. His solutions will seem almost miraculous, providing relief from the financial burdens that have plagued nations for decades. He will offer stability amid chaos, prosperity amid economic collapse, and peace in a world filled with conflict. To the naked eye, he will appear as the leader humanity longs for, a beacon of hope in dark times. However, this benevolence is merely a facade. The rise of the Antichrist will be a series of carefully calculated deceptions to deceive the world. Every action will be deliberate, designed to capture the hearts and minds of people globally. As Christians, we must recognize these signs and understand their significance. We are called to be vigilant, educate ourselves and others about the true nature of the Antichrist and his plans. May the Lord grant us wisdom and discernment in these challenging times. May our hearts remain steadfast in faith, unwavering in hope, and abundant in love. As we navigate the uncertainties of the world, may we always find strength in his promises and courage in his presence. Let us stand firm against deception, hold fast to the truth, and eagerly await the glorious return of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Amen.